560 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy. Federal prosecutors speaking out after a jury unanimously recommended that convicted Pittsburgh synagogue shooter Robert Bowers receive the death penalty. U.S. Attorney Eric Olson remembered the 11 worshipers gunned down nearly 5 years ago, saying the Tree of Life community is forever changed.
Since October 27, 2018, nothing has been the same. Not for the families who lost beloved family members, and not for those who survived but bear the scars, physical and emotional, every day of their lives.
Former President Trump will be formally charged tomorrow in a third indictment. The special counsel's case alleges Trump and six unnamed co-conspirators conspired to overturn the 2020 election, even after Trump knew he lost. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the downgrade for the U.S. credit rating by Fitch is based on outdated figures. This is ABC News. Pope Francis is in Portugal for a week-long event dubbed Catholic Woodstock or World Youth Day. It's a week-long festival held every 3 years for Catholic youth. This is the Pope's first trip since he was hospitalized in June. Some people who use popular diabetes drugs for weight loss may face issues with their health insurance.
Everyone loves Ozempic. Not just for the catchy commercials. Ever since it and other type 2 diabetes drugs like Wegovy were introduced, they've been flying off pharmacy shelves so fast that manufacturers can't keep up. The drugs are very effective at weight loss, but since many of our prescription drug costs are picked up by our employers, The Wall Street Journal is reporting some of our employers are saying no more. A lot of companies, including Ascension Healthcare and the University of Texas Health System, say they'll still cover the drugs for diabetes, but no longer for obesity alone. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Nobody won last night's Mega Millions $1.1 billion drawing. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. A weekend crash between three vehicles, with one of them hitting a garage, left four people hurt over the weekend. The Barron County Sheriff's Office said the crash happened on Highway 48 between Rice Lake and Cumberland Saturday night. An SUV rear-ended a pickup truck that was waiting to turn left, which pushed it head-on into an oncoming pickup truck. The second truck then went into the ditch and hit a garage. The four people hurt in the crash were taken to hospitals. Three other people were treated on scene and released. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan asked for the release of security footage at the U.S. Capitol from last week when fellow Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden yelled at Senate pages. Congressional leaders condemned Van Orden's act last week. The footage is being reviewed by U.S. Capitol Security, according to a release from Representative Brian Stile. Van Orden said he won't publicly apologize. And according to the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities, the conditions for the next couple of days will be hot and humid. However, there are rain chances in the forecast for over the weekend. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Hi, I'm Joey Erickson from Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, and here are some events that are coming up in our community.
On August 3rd, the Amory Lakes Protection and Rehabilitation District meeting is held at City Hall. That takes place 6:30 till 7 p.m. On August 7th, the Indian Head Barbershop Course meets at 7 p.m. at the Government Center on the northeast side of Highway I and Highway 46 in Balsam Lake. All men who love to sing are welcome. August 9th, stop by Michael Park, enjoy a free concert, listen to Samantha Grimes Band. That's at 6 o'clock. And on August 12th, the Amory Price is Right will be starting at 10 a.m. Make sure to shop locally and learn how to win amazing prizes throughout the entire day.
If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, let me know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us, and we'll tell the community all about it. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell all those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Sellian.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday. Matt and Brett Stein joining us here in just a little bit, which will be nice. Brett, it is that time of year where it's nice, it's summer, it's warm. God, it's buggy a little bit, man, because it's been so dry. I went and mowed my yard today. I finally had to. So I mowed my lawn, and yeah, I was eating alive out there, man.
I'm not looking forward to that. Normally, I have a balcony where I live, and the bugs have not been bad at all this year for me.
You have to mow your balcony?
No, I don't mow the balcony. Well, it'd be a little bit of a challenge. Wouldn't take very long, though, probably.
That's actually fake grass there, Brett. You've been mowing that for years. Actually, I had a friend that had that fake grass on their balcony. It was nice. He was a big golfer, so he'd go out there on nice nights and just sit and putt all night long.
Well, what happens if you hit the ball off the thing?
Well, he actually had, because yeah, first thing, you got a little clearance down there, so it's going to be like we used to be down. Did you ever mini golf at the Southtown mini golf, which used to be down there, down over off Penn and 494?
I did not know.
Some genius decided to make the 18th hole a big ramp right onto 494. So, here you go. There were so many. There used to be down there so many colored golf balls down on 494. Oh, just delightful. And by the time they figured it out, turned around, came back there, you were done. It was the 18th hole. So long. That and the old Southtown Theater that used to be down there, which one of those great Oh, God, was that a good movie theater? Oh. Don't give me started.
This was before the Southdale Theater, I'm taking it, right?
Well, that was the Southtown Theater.
You're talking Southtown. That's like Bloomington, right?
That was Penn and 494.
Yeah, Penn. Yeah. Okay, I got you. Yeah.
That was Penn and 494. Southdale, there was the Yorktown. I saw Clue when that came on out, the Clue with Tim Robbins and not Tim Robbins. Who is it? Tim Curry. Tim Curry and that whole cast. Saw that at the Yorktown Theater. That was fun. That was a good movie. I believe they have always had a movie theater at Southdale. I've seen a few movies over there. But yeah, they, you know, back in the day when they, you know, before it was the AMCs and the 25 screens, it was, you know, you'd go six screens and you'd go in there and you'd be able to go see something. And there used to be a lot more around. I keep telling my kids, there used to be mini putt and movie theaters everywhere. And it was all these like the Ridge Haven, Ridge Square, both gone. The Knollwood Mall Theater gone. There were movie theaters everywhere. The Boulevard. God, the Boulevard was a great theater.
It's a great. Why wouldn't you bring that back? Play a little mini golf and go watch a movie?
Oh, God. They weren't the same location.
Oh, okay. I was thinking.
But there was like always there around. Behind, on Bede-Mikaska, down next to where, God, I don't even know what it is now. It used to be an Applebee's, then it was Burger Mo's or Burger Joe's or whatever it was. And now it's, you know, hey, it's plant-based food. Enjoy. Next to it, there was a restaurant. There used to be Nora's there. Nora's was great because that was the place you could go get meatloaf and a beer with a waitress that smoked. And behind that was a mini golf back there, which was not very well known. I can understand why that didn't survive. And of course now it's an apartment complex, but that used to be great. I mean, it's like drive-in theaters. One of the cool things about going to the South is there's still a lot of drive-in theaters. Now, granted, because they have little or no snow, they can be open basically 10 to 11 months of the year down there. And that's the problem you have up here. You have, diminishing returns up here. Unless you have a paved lot, you can plow it out. But, yeah, it was a different kind of thing that you did. You just went out and you actually, you know, as opposed to playing mini golf on your phone, there are some things which just make me sad. Mini golf for your phone is one of them. Really? 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 You play Moose Mountain? Have you ever you played Moose Mountain over in Mall America?
No, I have not.
You've never done that one? That one's a good one.
Has it been Moose Mountain forever?
Yeah,
I know I've played there before. I don't know if it was called Moose Mountain.
They've got enough netting there to prevent you from launching it into any of the into the park.
That, I know that would be too tempting to do. Yeah, okay, try the backswing, get the pitching wedge out.
I think that's more of a three wood. Off you go. You can see if you can get fairly hit the fairly odd coaster from there. I think you can probably nail that. No, I've enjoyed that one. That's a good one. There's apparently the one down in Uptown now is closed again, but they've got that one. Oh God, it's over. It Can-Can Wonderland. You've done Can-Can Wonderland?
Not that one, I don't think.
God, Brett. Okay, I got
the one I did was Birdies around here in Eden Prairie.
All right, I got to take you out, like with my kids. I mean, it's just I'm going to claim you as a child. I mean, I always do this with my memberships. I claim I've got like 12 kids. That way I can bring my kids and their friends, and they're like, oh, all these yours? Sure they are. Doesn't matter the makeup. They're all my kids. I got 12 on there. Let us in. You just have to act young, all right? You're going to go with us. We're going to go out and do these fun things. It is summer, and it's buggy out, so we'll kind of go and do some of these things. Have you seen the Barbie movie yet?
That I do want to see, yes.
Oh, forgot you have not seen the
movie.
No. Darn it. Okay.
The only one I've seen so far is the Mission Impossible movie. That one I liked.
You're going to be my child. Not my favorite. Okay, frankly, lower on the list. But, I mean, you're going to be one of my children, okay? And we're just going to take you around. That's Brett. He's my boy.
Where do I rank on your list of four, then?
Well, you know, I do consider the dog a child at times, so I'm just going to let you know.
So
it's a tight fit there, you know. Depending, you know, she's a very obedient dog. She's a pleaser. I love that dog. So you know, we got to talk a little bit about this in the after show meeting.
So I'm the Royals of this 5-team division here.
I don't know if I label my dog the Detroit. Was it Chicago? Is Chicago now four?
I think it's Chicago or Detroit
mediocrity. I can't make my dog the White Sox. No. Okay, I'm going to have you as a White Sox. My other kids, though, they're good enough to be in another division. So, I mean, it's we'll have to go with that. 952-946-6205. So I'm going to try to wrap up one story right now. And this is the Boulevard story. Which I've had I'm going to guess this is Bike Guy. I've had multiple people direct message me and saying, dude, why are you messing with Minneapolis Bike Twitter? And I'm like, I'm not trying to. Okay. So one of the things, we had an interview on Monday. There was a story in the Reformer about an essay about we should actually completely fill in Interstate 94 from 35E to 35W and turn it into a boulevard. It would make for a much better city environment. Now, to say this is a radical idea, I'll be the first to say it. I mean, that's kind of one of the reasons why I had. And I very earnestly brought in this individual to talk with him because I wanted to ask him the one question, which is the big question. You have 160,000 cars that use that stretch of road every single day. If you take it from four lanes down to two lanes with traffic lights, all the way from 35E to 35W in both directions, don't get me wrong, it looks great. I mean, in the utopian world that we could turn back the clock and not have the streetcar line shut down back when, yeah, I think something like this might be a feasible possibility, but it's not. But it did have bike lanes, better sidewalks, more pedestrian friendly, mass transit. There's a lot there to like. I'm not going to deny that. But what do you do with the 160,000 cars that are driving down that road each day? Because that's a slight problem. And it became clear that there really hadn't been a lot of thought about that. And I said, this is a substantial issue. And I keep having, you know, Minneapolis, St. Paul bike culture coming after me. Because, I mean, it's clear that there are people with an agenda that want this thing passed. And I don't know if there are people that live off of 94 and they're thinking about property values or just, you know, it'd be nice if my community was more like Summit Avenue. I get that. I've gone down to Summit Avenue. Go down to some of those streets in St. Paul. They're lovely. Absolutely gorgeous. I can understand the desire to have more of a neighborly feel like that. But this is where we're at right now. And unless you can figure out a solution. And I did like the Rondo land bridge, and I have zero problem with the idea of building land bridges across a good portion of not only 94, but some of these other roads as well. Reconnect the neighborhoods on either side of these interstates. I think that that's a good idea. Does it get rid of the traffic? No. I would say this. I've got a hybrid now. Brett, when I fill that sucker up, I get a 500 and about 520 miles per gallon. Per fill-up, right? Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh.
That's
some pretty good mileage, man. Thank you. It's 520 per tank full, okay?
That's still good, yeah.
It's been 2 weeks. I'm driving around the metro area. It's been 2 weeks I haven't filled up my car. I'm still at like 140. I mean, hybrid cars are great. And that's just one step. We're starting to get into really good electric cars and more infrastructure for electric cars. That will take out a lot of CO2 emissions right there, I think. I think we're going to do that. So I love that idea. Now, that all being said, you still have 160,000 cars until you get to this utopia, till we get to people getting more hybrid cars, more green cars, more electric cars. You still have a lot of cars that need to use this road, not to mention the insane amount of industry that uses these roads. And I'm not necessarily talking about businesses that have FedEx or UPS pickup. I'm talking about businesses that have their own semis and ship their own product or have products shipped to them. You know, on Vandalia, yeah, on 280. I mean, there's tons there. And it's really easy to sort of sit there and sort of shrug your shoulders and say, well, that's no big deal. What are you talking about? This is corporate America. If you basically change that to where they can't use 94 with any regularity and they have to shoot up 280 up to either 36 or to 694 and shoot around that way, that's 2 gallons each direction more of gas per trip. No, I guarantee you, you're going to end up having businesses move. And with all those good jobs, relatively good jobs, you know, you're not going to replace those with coffee shops and boutiques. You're just not. So there are some problems here. Yesterday, I took some time and I found a fantastic, by the way, on National Night Out, and it was good to have. I was out in my neighborhood. I hope you were out in your neighborhood for National Night Out last night. It was good fun. I took some time last night and found an excellent, 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 excellent report on the traffic impacts. I know this is, I'm a weirdo. Traffic impacts of the 35W bridge collapse during the collapse and after the collapse when they reopened the new bridge, as well as the impacts to traffic on 94, the bridge over the Mississippi River, which they expanded to 4 lanes in both directions. They added a lane. Remember that? When the bridge collapsed, they added extra lanes there to try to get more traffic on 94 because they knew they had a pretty big freaking problem.
Yeah, I was living in the area at that time. Yeah, that helped a little bit with the traffic.
Yeah, a little bit. One of the more interesting elements of that study is they did an analysis of the added commute times when they took that extra lane off of 94 at the Mississippi River Bridge. St. Paul's drive times went up dramatically. And when I know these, like, well, Matt, it's a minute or 2 minutes. It's, yeah, that's one lane on one bridge being taken down, and it dramatically increased by a few minutes each person's commute time. And this was not writing in a book. This was via GPS. They did this via GPS. So they were able to get pretty accurate time readings on this. That's not taking 4 lanes of traffic and turning it into 2 lanes of traffic with traffic lights and saying, you know, you need to quit your job in Minneapolis and come here and work at our hemp boutique. No, 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 that's not going to work. I was a junior executive at U.S. Bank, but you know what? I'm for making lighters now. Look at me. I got a lighter. That's a skull lighter. Who likes that, huh? Great for marijuana now that it's legal. I make organic bongs. The organic bong shop. Tricycle. We're going to bring back tricycle. The tricycle rental things. That's where I make my money. No, it's not how it's going to work. It clearly was pretty spot on information that applied to this application. I'm not saying you don't do some research on it, but I think you can't just, maybe in 100 years, you could boulevard that out. But for the time being, until you figure out better ways to disperse that traffic, you really can't just say, oh, well, shrug your shoulders and good enough for us. Jeff is in Cambridge, just wanted to chime in on this really quick. Welcome on in, Jeff.
Yeah, real quick, little history on me. I went to Paris once, and I was in a car. I wasn't driving, and all of a sudden, we're underground in a car. So why not fill that trench with a tunnel to start with to handle all of the heavy traffic, and then there's less fill to bring in, and you would take care of that traffic issue.
And one of the things that Jeff, they do over there and in other areas too, and thanks, Jeff, I appreciate it. I do believe they do this out in New York, Boston as well, where they have big tunnels. They actually have filtration systems to help deal with the extra CO2 that's in these tunnels so that you can actually treat this kind of that there and filter that out a little bit. I don't know if that's a viable option. I did say at 38th in Chicago to preserve that street there, I think they should have built tunnels underneath that intersection. And you could have basically had traffic still going through without being able to maintain George Floyd Square. And I think that that would be the best option. And yes, I know it'd be pricey. I don't care. You need to. The significance of that square is pretty big. That being said, I think you have to temper your expectations. The land bridge idea does give you the sidewalks, give you more bike lanes. We might be able to accommodate some mass transit options. It's a good way to go. And yeah, I understand it might not be the best way because we still have to deal with CO2 emissions and cars and stuff, but you can't just throw your own personal agenda into a mass project like this because that's the roadmap to catastrophe. I've got enough evidence. I posted the study, by the way, last night on all the social media sites. There's enough evidence that this is not necessarily a good option, but it's a good starting point to say eventually we want to get there. So how do we do it? And it might not be in your lifetime, sadly, or mine, sadly, but at least you can get it in the right direction. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I'm done talking about that. When I come back, I want to touch on the shooting again in Minneapolis before we get to Stein here at the bottom of the hour. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 1994, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Hey, Twin Cities, it's Latunji from Latunji's Palette. Get ready for an unforgettable day of celebration at the five-year anniversary of Latunji's Palette and the Elliott Park Block Party. It's happening on Saturday, August 12th from 12 noon to 5 p.m. We want you to head on over to the 1400 block of Grant Avenue and Park Avenue for a fun Saturday afternoon celebration. We'll have free food, gourmet desserts, and refreshing drinks to keep you satisfied. But that's not all. We want you to prepare to be blown away by our lineup of live entertainment featuring Joe Davis, Tanya Hughes, Desdemona, and yours truly, Latunji, and more. Plus, we'll have a special appearance from WCCO's Shayla Reeves, and we have special vendor rates for anyone looking to help their business or nonprofit gain more visibility. For more info on that, 612-382-2021. That's the five-year anniversary of Latunji's Palette and the Elliott Park Block Party, Saturday, August 12th from noon to 5. Details at latunjispalette.com.
Affordable, healthy, and culturally appropriate food is accessible right in the heart of the American Indian Cultural Corridor at Four Sisters Farmers Market. They embrace inclusivity and accessibility at Four Sisters, accepting SNAP and EBT benefits, market bucks, guest produce market bucks, cash, and cards. So enjoy the abundance of fresh food regardless of your payment method at Four Sisters Farmers Market. Open Thursdays until October from 11 to 3 at 1414 East Franklin Avenue. More at NACD.org and tell them Native Roots Radio sent you.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Can I, with the stopping of Ricky Cobb,
I want to ask this. Why was he pulled over again? The ant that we've been told repeatedly he was pulled over because of taillights that are out. I see working taillights in these videos. Why was he pulled over? Because it's sounding like he was pulled over because he was black. Or was this something else? Was there a we know there's a warrant on this guy, we're tracking him down, we want to get this. But that's not the story you guys have been telling. I keep hearing stories of we pulled him over because his taillights weren't working. I see working taillights on these cameras. Why was he pulled over? And it, by the way, I'm incredibly disappointed in the Twin Cities media, who seem to have kind of skipped past that little point. This entire confrontation began under the argument of, oh, this wasn't pulling him over because of an air freshener or a license plate light. His taillights were out. And then we have all this video evidence of, well, those look like working taillights to me. They pulled him over for some other reason other than the taillights, because the taillights seemed to be working. They were asking him to get out of the car. He was responding what seemed to be fairly calmly. Why do you want me out of the car? I haven't done anything wrong. And they were not answering him. They should have answered him. And I think that you have a warrant for, we have a warrant out for you, so we'd like for you to turn out the vehicle and step out of your vehicle. All right, fine. They didn't do that. They got in there. They got in there with guns in his face. And once again, you are talking about the perspective of Black America, which is the cops are going to shoot me. And you may not like that, but, you know, yeah, that's kind of the narrative that's happened over the last ever. That the police are here to basically, that there's a decent chance that bullets are going to fly and you're going to get shot and you may die. And so him asking that question is not there. And by the way, that's not a hypothetical. He was shot and killed by the troopers. Ta-da! That's just what happens. This does not negate that, well, you guys shouldn't be afraid. He was going to kill a bus full of nuns. He could have done that. Thank God we shot him. But don't worry, black people. We guarantee you it's not going to happen to you. Come on, what are you guys doing? And people are like, well, he was pulling away. Well, first of all, the officers didn't get anything outside of maybe some road rash from rolling as they got out of the car. And last I checked, is that a death penalty sentence? And let's face it, the car accelerated away fast when the guy put three rounds into him. And I'm sorry... Here's a guy saying, police want me to get out of the car, and then they open the car doors, and they're trying to yank me out of the car, and then they shoot me, and once again, he was dead at that point. I mean, it was only a matter of time. And by the way, can I just say this? I'm U.S. Army. I'm a veteran of the military. It blows my freaking mind that the U.S. military is far more handgun and weapon conscious than the standard freaking police officer in this country. Let me explain the first rule they said the second they gave us a M16 when I was in the military. You do not pull that trigger unless you are intending to kill somebody, because that's what guns do. And so when they pull him out of the car eventually, and he is dying there, and they're saying, keep breathing, man. Keep breathing. Dude, you're the one that put holes in him. It's real freaking disingenuous that you shot him and then basically were trying to command him to stay alive. Because the second you pulled that trigger, you were intending to kill him. End of story. Don't look at me and say, Matt, you don't get it. No. If you pull the trigger of a gun, you're intending on killing the person. End of story. And if you're too stupid to understand that, you shouldn't be a cop. If you're too stupid to understand that, you should not be a cop. Period. pulling him out. Keep breathing, man. Keep breathing. Yeah, maybe he can try to breathe out of one of the new holes you put into his frickin' body. Yes, he had a warrant for his arrest. And yes, out of fear, he was trying to leave. None of that's a death penalty. And the fact that we've gotten to the point and we have so many people saying, sure, dead guy, but good job. Really? You don't look at that whole thing and say to yourself, maybe not the best job done here, that there's probably some problems. At the end of the day, those officers will not face any punishment. Probably won't even be freaking properly trained that they say, hey, by the way, the next time you pull a freaking trigger, understand you could kill somebody. That's not an oopsie. That's a dead person. And no matter what you think about Ricky Cobb, no matter what you think, he sure as hell did not deserve an instantaneous death penalty. He did not. Nobody does. Well, unless you're black and you're one of these racist, bigoted jackasses I've had to deal with in the last 24 hours who keep talking about good kill, bull crud. You don't pull the trigger unless you're trying to kill someone. So you acting as if, well, we need to try to save his life now. Really? That ship has sailed, dude. You killed him. Why did you pull him over? The traffic light, his back taillights were working. Not going to talk about this with Stein. I got too many other freaking things to talk about with him in regards to Trump alone. We'll get to that when we do return. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I feel the earth move.
New at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Kuma Wood Stoves and Fireplace Inserts. American-made, sturdy and efficient wood heaters. All models qualify for 30% tax credit you can earn for installing efficient and renewable wood heat. Come see the new wood-burning Kuma Stoves and Fireplace Inserts.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has been selling wood-burning products since 1977. Kuma wood burners are hard-working home heaters made from heavy, laser-cut steel. Kuma stoves and fireplace inserts have cast iron doors and large self-cleaning glass windows. You can see the firelight and feel the heat from their efficient fire. One of Woodland's many choices to make fire work for you and your home.
Work with the chimney and insulation experts. They not only install, but will guide you if you want to install yourself. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood, gas, and electric units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kirk.
I'm Chad Larson.
And I'm Joe Kirk.
Your hosts for Searching for Service. Tune into Rotary's influential show and podcast, sharing touching stories of service locally and abroad.
We bring you weekly guests that connect, inform, and inspire our listeners on all things service.
We highlight diverse service opportunities that appeal to both Rotarians and people driven to serve in their communities.
Tune in Sundays at 3 p.m. or anytime via podcast. It's time
to stop searching
and start serving.
The Powderhorn Art Fair is returning to Powderhorn Park to celebrate its 32nd anniversary, August 5th and 6th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. The fair will feature a vibrant and diverse selection of art from over 150 exhibiting artists from across the country. Whether you're just starting an art collection or a seasoned buyer, they'll have the perfect piece for you. Plus, there's more. Immersive art installations offer fairgoers a chance to explore interactive experiences that transport them into an artist's vision. In addition to all the fantastic art, over a dozen food vendors serving up sweet and savory delights will be ready for you and other hungry fairgoers. A family zone will offer creative activities for kids of all ages and entertainment each day. The fair and activities are free to attendees. Make plans to head to Powderhorn Park on August 5th and 6th. Learn more at powderhornartfair.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly sunny skies today with a high near 91. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 70. And Thursday, sunny with a high around 92. Experience the bold flavors of Szechuan and Mandarin cuisine at the Great Wall Restaurant. Indulge in their menu favorites like the hot and sour soup, sesame chicken, and Peking duck. Order for takeout and view the extensive menu at greatwallydina.com. Conveniently located just south of 50th and France and Edina. Again, greatwallydina.com.
Jeff, Jeff, Jeff.
Jeff. Jeff, 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 Jeff. J-E-F-F, Jeff. J-E-F-F, Jeff. J-E-F-F, Jeff, Jeff, Jeff.
Jeff Stein's our national and presidential expert, noted Jeff, author. You can find Jeff, his books at Next Chapter Books, as well as TotallyIowa.com, the Iowa Politics Report, the Iowa Business Report. Come to us from KXEL, Cedar Falls, Waterloo, where Jeff is currently stationed at right now. Hi, Jeff.
Matthew. What's new?
No, we don't have anything to talk about today. So I should mention.
No, again, you going on a blast about the Twins.
No,
I swear,
no. Well, actually, if we have enough time to talk the Iowa State story, holy cow. That being said,
it's Iowa, too.
Oh, is it? They got gambling in Iowa, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
wow. It's not
amazing. Good. Let's see. The leagues get in bed with all the gambling apps, the gambling sites, all Vegas, all these things. They get all the athletes come out talking about how great gambling is. They blanket the stadiums in gambling ads, and then they're shocked that their athletes get involved with gambling. Wow, really? How stupid are you guys?
Gambling? I'm shocked that there's gambling going on. I thought this was a reputable piano house.
From the same people that gave you the 18-year-old beer party because, hey, he won state championship. Never mind.
It's completely right. You're right.
Night, I mean, did you shake Donald Trump's hand?
I met none of them.
You didn't? Well, that's good for you. I mean, sign of the cross. Thank God for that.
I have standards, and they said, well, go ahead and set it up.
You were asked to MC the governor's event there where they had the candidates, all the GOP candidates stopped on by, right? Or most of them did.
Republican Party of Iowa has a fundraising dinner every year called the Lincoln Dinner. And once every 4 years, it's a big deal if there's a caucus, you know, if it's not an incumbent situation. And so my bingo card has 15 Republicans running for president, and 13 were there, and they each got 10 minutes, and they literally turned off the microphone at 10 minutes. You can ask Asa Hutchinson, because he's a slow-talking Southerner, and he blew through the time, and they turned off his microphone, and I'm not sure too many people noticed, but no, they then spoke one after the other, and I was asked if I would be the voice of God.
Well, they basically, it's like you said, every 4 years they need to bring in a pro, because you're dealing with,
it's a big deal. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, it was on C-SPAN, it was everywhere else, and so I was the
C-SPAN, schmo. You say?
C-SPAN.
Wow. My goodness. Hey,
it was on C-SPAN and Real America's Voice. Okay.
Coming up after Author Talk, it's Jeff Stein emceeing a bunch of Republicans in Iowa.
So literally, I'm the schmo holding a mic, there was a stand, and I'm off to the side, and they tap me on the shoulder to read the next line, and it's things like, "Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Matt McNeil." That was it.
Yeah,
what I did.
Well, okay, how many of them did show up of the 15? How many showed up?
13. 13.
Was Borgum there? Did he finally come out of his North Dakota hole?
Not only did Governor Doug Burgum come out of his North Dakota hole, he immediately laid a stink bomb with the audience.
Did he?
And here's how.
Well, he's North Dakota. I mean, I can see where this train's headed.
Well, and I prefer to call it Upper Dakota as opposed to Lower Dakota. Yeah. But yes, okay. So he comes out and he says that Iowa has always been good to underdogs from North Dakota. And then he reminded the audience of when the North Dakota State University Bison, as they pronounce it, Bison, upset Iowa State in Ames 1 year and Iowa and Iowa City a couple of years later. That led to boos.
Wow.
At which point he said, What? Too soon? Get over it. And I thought, wow, that's strong. But here's
the thing. And we're down to 14 events, candidates at this point.
They stopped him at the Sioux City and said, that's it. You're done here. No, they actually escorted him north and dropped him off the Minnesota border. No, they each had little hospitality suites afterwards.
Okay.
And some of the packs. And he said something like, come on down and you can learn to rope like cowboys in North Dakota. And I thought, well, that's a rather odd exit line. until you go into the room.
And it was a sex dungeon, right? No, sorry. It was gonna learn how to rope like we do here. Get ready for naughty time.
you're starting to step on the punchline potentially here. But I walked in and there were three real live cowboys.
Uh-oh.
And then the little metal things that are supposed to look like, I don't know, dogies. Get along, little dogie. And they would teach you to twirl the rope. And I did not partake. I stayed back.
Okay.
But here's the part that's funny. There were a lot of people like, oh, yes, I'd like to try this, to where they had to move the candidate and the receiving line further in the suite because there wasn't enough room for the roping. And I just wonder how many of those people were learning that skill for purposes that had nothing to do with livestock.
You know, it's a rookie mistake. You go to a sex club, you want to actually just be an observer. You don't want to try to get involved. I mean, that can be a mistake. So just FYI, you've learned your lesson there.
Maybe they were pros.
I think they were. Let me tell you how I can get them from 20 yards. Hello there. Well, it's better than, let's be honest with it. It's better than when Tim Pliny comes decked out in like cyclone gear. You know, he comes out there wearing he just clearly went to the Iowa State Cyclone shop and bought every gaudy piece of souvenir. He comes waving out like, I love the Cyclones. It's better than that, at least.
Complete with the hologram sticker that says official merchandise still on the shirt,
exactly,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. He thought that was bling. Apparently, but no, they spoke in turn and 13 up and 13 down. And and I don't know, I was sitting right there and I missed the biggest social media story of the night,
which was
this has to do with the allegation by Trump people that the music used to bring Trump on the stage. That is such BS, okay? How have you seen the story reported?
Well, the story was reported that Trump's camp was upset because the song that was introduced, and this was the governor, Reynolds, was there, and she was kind of taking the heat for it, included some language into the effect of going to jail soon. And so it wasn't, even though it sounds like it was only one line in the song, it sounded like his camp was upset about that.
I missed the whole thing. I am sitting there and I missed that this was a big thing. And then the next day I start looking at social media about this huge dust up. And I'm thinking, I was drinking water. I missed nothing.
It didn't sound like it was like, how dare you came from the stage. It sounded like it was after the fact. And so
here's what happened. Okay. Every candidate, the schmo with the microphone would say, ladies and gentlemen, Senator Matt McNeil, and then music would play. And then the senior senator from the state of Minnesota, for example, would amble up the stairs and wave to the crowd and go to the podium, and they turn the music down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Erotic City by Prince, by the way. That would be my music. That'd be
but
my walk-in
music. This is why they didn't do that. Because they'd have to be playing all, you know, it's like, this is not bandstand. Okay. Yeah. We're not going to. So they simply said one song, which is Brooks and Dunn's Only in America, which, by the way, if you really look at the lyrics, it's not that great a song, but the refrain is only in America you can dream to be what you want to be. Okay, so I didn't know that until this dust up. So here's the audio engineer. They had it on a loop on the computer, just on repeat. So when it was time for music, he'd fire up pot number five, yeah. And then they'd fire it back down. It was the same song for everybody. Okay. The unfortunate part, though, and some of this was Trump's fault because most of them, you know, Senator McNeil would have done the same as the other 12, which is they bound up the stairs and they wave and they go right to the podium and they get right to it. Trump waits to go up the stage, lets the music play for, you know, build the attention. Then he went up the stairs and then he stood on the stage and waved and just stood and accepted all the accolades. He was just in the outer area on the stage three times longer than anybody else, which meant three times the amount of music played, which means you get lyrics like, and this is the lyric of the song, one kid dreams of fame and fortune, one kid helps pay the rent, One could end up going to prison. One just might be president.
Well, actually, that's an either or, situation, which is.
You could have gone the other direction. You could have said president. No, they went with the prison. What are they thinking?
Well, because let's get into the meat of the matter, shall we? First of all, I want to just ask you this. This is you and I talk about crimes that are sometimes a reach. This is that nothing I've read here is a reach. I mean, as a matter of fact, the first one is that, you know, he was pushing lies about January 6th or about the election, that it was fraud. You and I both know that. We all know that. This is not new. This is just, it's now being laid out in legal form. And I just don't see a lot of wiggle room for Trump on this. I mean, it seems like his whole goal now is just delay, 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 try to win the presidency, and then you can pardon yourself.
Well, and that's exactly what former Congressman Will Hurd said at the dinner in Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing that I loved about that, and I'm not going to lose your point, but this was great because it was so misreported by Fox News. Fox News had a headline that Hurd was booed off the stage in Des Moines. Not the case at all. He's giving his normal stump speech. He literally gets three words into a sentence, and he stops, and he kind of looks out at the room like, well, this ain't going anywhere. You know, his normal kind of nice. So he just simply said, look, people. I mean, he almost said those words. Donald Trump is not going to make America great again. Donald Trump is only running for president so he can stay out of prison. He just flat out said it and got some boos, but also some cheers. And then he just wrapped it and said, look, I'll never lie to you. I'm Will Hurd. God bless. And walked off the stage with 2 minutes to go. To me, it was a mic drop, not a boot off the stage moment. All right.
That was pretty good, actually. Yeah.
I'm sitting there because I had talked to him on the air a few days before. And, you know, he's got a very compelling story, politics aside. But, you know, to stand in front of 1,200 fairly well-to-do Republicans who paid money to go to that event and drop that little stink bomb, that was nicely done on his part, I thought. Well, the thing about this indictment, and I keep hearing from people on the right that, oh, it looks like some law school intern student wrote, oh, shut up. Look, I want to know who the co-conspirators are.
We do know five of them. I mean,
we
know Giuliani, Eastman, Sidney Powell is in there. The guy that was trying to become the attorney general.
Yeah. Right.
And
I'm looking at this going, is the sixth one Bannon? Is the sixth one Steve Bannon?
Okay. So let's, okay. Bannon, Roger Stone, and here's the one that keeps coming. People say, and I think this is more hopeful wishing, Ginny Thomas. Is Ginny Thomas the sixth one?
Mm.
I mean, can you imagine, maybe this is the reason why these people have not been identified, is if we have the wife of a Supreme Court justice in on this, then it becomes a much bigger. I mean, we're already talking monumental history. I mean, there's going to be in 100 years, there's going to be entire sections of history courses dedicated to this entire, mishmash of wherever it ends up. But the fact that you could end up having a Supreme Court justice clearly compromised because his wife was part of the conspiracy is beyond, now we're starting to get to really staking the foundations of the country.
Well, are you saying that he should recuse himself?
Oh, heaven forbid he does. But, we can't reach him. He's on those junkets right now. Those vacations aren't going to pay for themselves. Let's just be honest with you. Those first trip.
They certainly don't when you're just simply the voice of God. But I'm going to put that on business cards. I didn't know that was a term. And everybody says, are you the God person tonight?
Like, your God.
What is that?
I'm a lesser deity. I mean, you're like the God of raspberries or something like that. I mean, everyone likes raspberries. I mean, Dionysus. There you go.
It's too presumptuous to say, well, yes, I am God. No, no. Anyway. But speaking of people with a Trump complex. Okay, so here's the issue with this is they're unindicted co-conspirators, right? Does that mean, and it's too soon to know, but let's speculate because that's our stock and trade. Has someone made a deal? I mean, obviously, this comes from testimony, right?
Yeah. Well, it's Meadows. It sounds like Meadows, and it sounds like, and one of the things which is a real shocker is that Pence had very good notes that he wrote after his meeting. And that's yes. that, you know, there's so we're not talking about, I mean, it sounds like Mark Meadows has rolled. I mean, multiple other people within the administration already have rolled on him. And it's just is now, it's now you're getting this, as you and I have talked, every time we talk about this, we talk about you get to a closer and closer circle. And now we're there. We got a circle of six people around Trump, and Trump's right in the middle. That's where we're at. And so now it becomes a situation where who can squeal fastest? And Trump might be the one that squeals fastest. He might try to throw everyone else under the bus and try to argue that. But we are now to that point where we have gotten through the layers, and we are now to the end game of this all, where it is basically, you know, it's these six people. And I think he's saying, which one of you wants the deal? Because there's one deal and I'll give it, and the rest of you guys I'll throw under the bus.
And it may have already been made. Yep. And that's the thing where, and again, I haven't read all of this. I don't know. Okay. I don't know the whole thing. What I do know is if you get a name, quote unquote, to roll, that's going to be really huge. Look at Pence today referring, he said, you know, the president, you know, he just was surrounded by a bunch of crackpot lawyers.
Well, he was.
Mike Pence speak the truth about some topic is kind of a rare thing, don't you think?
I think he's trying to get out in front of it, and he's doing the only thing he can do, which is try to look like he's got some integrity here. Let's take a break. Let's come back. I want to come back some of the more jarring elements of this, because he's not getting away from this unless he does try to win and he does is able to pardon himself. Jeff Stein joining us, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Angela Warner for Warner Stallion. Sometimes appliances break. Other times you spend years wishing they would. We get it. That's why right now we're paying you to upgrade with our trade-in sale. We'll pay you $50 for each appliance you replace. Our in-store specialists take out the guesswork of wondering what's the best one and which one will fit. Then Warner Stallion professional crews will deliver, install, and take your old stuff away, saving you time and money. So outsource your stress and shop family-owned Warner Stallion.
I love my Toyota vehicles, so when it's time for me to get my service done, there's only one place I go, Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyota's inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. Believe it or not, barely a month from now, the kids will be back in school. So while you're getting some fresh looks for your kids before they head back, make sure to get a fresh look for your home, too, with my cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Carpets, tile, rugs, upholstery, basically every surface in your home can be Zero Resified, so it's time to call the cleaning pros at Zero Res. It's also the height of the summer allergy season, so it's the perfect time to get your air ducts cleaned. Get that nasty pollen and dust that's been swirling through your air conditioner out of your home. This month from Zero Res, get 3 rooms of carpet clean starting at just $129 and take $75 off an air duct cleaning. You owe it to yourself, your kids, and your home to get the fall off to a good start. Call Zero Res today, 952-ZERO-RES, or schedule an appointment at ZeroResMinnesota.com. Zero Res, backward or forward, spells the same.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Jeff Stein joining us. So apparently, during the January 6th attack, now we had heard in previous, you know, investigations that Trump was watching and cheering on the January 6th attack on the Capitol. What we did not know, but we now know in these charges, that Trump was actually working behind the scenes to delay the certification while the attack was happening. So this was kind of a two-pronged attack. You have the mob outside, and then you have the president trying to get his buddies to basically say, okay, maybe we should put this off, because he knew that if they didn't get that done then, that it could create a constitutional crisis and he couldn't install himself as president.
When the president's defenders, when the best argument they have in light of this is to say, this is affecting freedom of his speech. That's the best that they've been using. that this is going, well, why can't he just talk about these things? It's never about the talk, though, is it, Matt? It's about the action. And so it is one thing to say that he sat with his McDonald's hamburger and watched it and did nothing until his daughter urged him to say something. If that were the narrative, it would be bad enough. But you're talking about actually proactively engaging in action, and that's not free speech in this context. So I find it fascinating that that's the best that has been offered so far by defenders. It's striking to me.
The another thing here that is kind of interesting, he himself reinstated the language. I think we now know why Pence basically turned on him, if lack of a better way to say it. He personally reinstated the language attacking Pence into his January 6th speech that had actually been something that clearly people within the White House like, no, you can't have the president attacking the vice president in the speech. And he himself put that back in there.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I mean, some of this, it just becomes so darn obvious. And I'll tell you, the Pence situation, he's seen as the way it's being portrayed, he is the lone individual that stopped all of this malfeasance from happening. And yet the best he can do to try to jumpstart a flagging presidential campaign is to spend this week at the Indiana State Fair, because, you know, Indiana's a key early state. Oh, wait, he's trying to get a little more momentum. He's trying to get on the debate stage. He's so far away from that. So if, in fact, the hero of democracy can't even get a sniff from enough people to get on the debate stage, that tells you something. And I'm not sure it's very good. It tells you something.
I think one of the things that's interesting about Pence is I think he's understanding his historic role here, and that, you know, whatever happens to him here, I think historically long down the road, if this country still stands after 2024, that people will look at him in a much nicer light because he'll be the guy that stopped the overthrow of an election. And I think that his actions now, I think he's starting to understand that, you know, he's not going to be loved now. But I think long term down the road, if this country still stands and survives this, I think that he will be looked upon with a much more favorable light by everybody at the end.
It could be depending on how these cases go. But let me say, finally, you're talking about slam dunks. And I don't think any of these are slam dunks because it's just so weird and unprecedented. I just don't know where it's all going to go. And I'm not arguing with
you. Well, you're not arguing the facts of it. I mean, the facts, this guy has brought the receipts.
Well, here's the thing. Regardless of what, this is my argument on the whole thing. I don't care what the Biden family did. Go charge them separately if you want to. But you can't use that as a defense for this indictment. And
let's just call it what that is. The entire point of the Biden investigation, because we just had another witness basically say nothing happened. And they all came out saying, we think something happened after they were told nothing happened. The entire point of that is to basically deflect, to try to take this off the screen. Because let's face it, this is bigger than Watergate at this point. This is the attempted overthrow of the government.
Well, and I know we're up against it, but here's the problem. There's so much crap being thrown around. Are the American people going to stay tuned? I don't know. I think
I think we all owe it to this country. Well, if you love this country, you should not be trying to, let's not talk about this. Let's talk about a country music song or something. No, I think that if you love this country, you should be making this the priority, that this actually happened.
I don't argue of what people should do, but we're a lazy society who stares at our phone and posts pictures of our dinner and says, you know, has an emoji saying good. I mean, that's what I'm afraid of, is that people are just not going to stick with it, and it's too important. I agree with that part.
Well, and I got to tell you the truth. I'm looking at this, and I'm more angry at him as a veteran. I'm more angry at him today than I ever have been. But we'll have to say that for another day. The Iowa Politics Report, I'll post later. Jeff, we'll talk to you next week. Hour 2 up next.
Hey, it's Tom. Since 2009, All Energy Solar has been providing solar energy solutions to customers. With fully licensed electricians and installers, you can be sure that your solar installation will go smoothly. The team at All Energy Solar understands that every customer is unique. They'll take the time to survey and understand your property to find a solar solution that works for you. One of the biggest advantages of going solar is the opportunity to take advantage of the many solar incentives available. But it can often be confusing to know what you're qualified for. All Energy Solar professionals will help you find out what savings you can apply for and even help with your applications. This is especially important since many rebate programs have limited capacity and are first come, first serve. So it's important to have a professional on your side who will make sure you get every eligible rebate. Get a free no-obligation assessment from all...
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.